Tennessee. Bans non-competes for workers making less than $70,000 annually. Quick hits. Under House Bill, HB 1034, total annual earnings includes wages, salary, commissions, non-discretionary bonuses, and other forms of remuneration. Annualized compensation for an hourly employee must be calculated by multiplying the employee's hourly rate by 40 and multiplying the product by 52. The legislation also introduces new rebuttable presumptions for the permissible duration of covenants not to compete. For employees and independent contractors, a non-compete clause lasting 2 years or less is presumed reasonable. For distributors, dealers, franchisees, lessees, and trademark licensees, 3 years or less is presumed reasonable. For sellers of a business or equity interest, either co. Quick hits. On May 7, 2026, Tennessee Governor Lee signed into law legislation that bans non-compete agreements for workers who earn less than $70,000 per year. The law will apply to agreements entered into, renewed, or amended on or after July 1, 2026. Non-competes executed after July 1, 2026, for employees who do not meet the minimum annualized compensation will be void and unenforceable. Under House Bill HB 1034, total annual earnings includes wages, salary, commissions, non-discretionary bonuses, and other forms of remuneration. Annualized compensation for an hourly employee must be calculated by multiplying the employee's hourly rate by 40 and multiplying the product by 52. The legislation also introduces new rebuttable presumptions for the permissible duration of covenants not to compete. For employees and independent contractors, a non-compete clause lasting 2 years or less is presumed reasonable. For distributors, dealers, franchisees, lessees, and trademark licensees, 3 years or less is presumed reasonable. For sellers of a business or equity interest, either 5 years or the duration of earnout or seller payments, whichever is longer, is presumed reasonable. In addition, the legislation notes courts may modify a restrictive covenant to render it reasonable and enforceable. Tennessee previously limited non-compete agreements for physicians to a duration of 2 years or less. The new legislation does not affect the enforceability of non-solicitation and non-disclosure agreements in Tennessee. The new law codifies existing common law that permits courts to modify a restrictive covenant to make it reasonable and enforceable. Tennessee's action is part of a growing trend, with more states restricting the use of non-compete clauses. Maryland, Minnesota, Oregon, Virginia, and Washington recently enacted laws to limit restrictive covenants. Next steps. The legislation will take effect for non-compete agreements entered into, renewed, or amended on or after July 1, 2026. To ensure compliance with applicable state laws, employers in Tennessee should examine their existing non-compete agreements, evaluate their practices regarding which employees and positions are subject to non-compete agreements, and identify any employees making less than $70,000 per year. Standard forms and templates may need to be updated so that the stated duration will be deemed presumptively reasonable. Non-solicitation agreements and non-disclosure agreements remain important tools for employers seeking to protect trade secrets, proprietary information, and business interests. Ogletree Deacon's Unfair Competition and Trade Secrets Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will post updates on the State Developments, Tennessee, and Unfair Competition and Trade Secrets blogs as additional information becomes available. William S. Rucho is a shareholder in Ogletree Deacon's Nashville office. This article was co-authored by Leah J. Shepard, who is a writer in Ogletree Deacon's Washington, D.C. office. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, webinars, podcasts.